He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 19th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from overcast Carlsbad, California, with fall definitely in the air. Fall is here. It's not in the air. It's here. The NASDAQ is falling a little bit. We got a split market today. Bifurcated is the word you hear amongst the pundits all the time. Well, you've got the Dow up 125 points, so if you're in the Boeings and the Caterpillars of the world, which did very well yesterday, so did Lockheed Martin. The defense stocks were on fire. The Dow is up 125 points this morning. That's a half a percent. It's at 26,372. Those are some lofty numbers there in the Dow as it moves toward its all-time high, which, let's see, the Dow's all-time high is 26,616. So just 230 points away from an all-time high in the Dow. The S&P 500 is up 4 points. It's at 2909 today only, 2909. We'll get you a share of the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is down 4 points. It's the one index that is down, 7,952 on the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 up 3%, or 3 points today. Very meager move there. Crude oil is up 34 cents to $70.19. Good move in oil. Gold's up $4, 1206. Silver's up a nickel to 1423. And the 10-year's at 3.07. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Broadcasting once again today from Carlsbad, California. Well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. The Dow closing in on a new all-time high. The high was set back in January of this year, believe it or not, way back when, before we had that nasty 350-point sell-off in February in the Dow. The Dow hit 26,616 way back on, let's see, what was that date? It was January 30th. When we hit 26,616, and we're currently at 26,375. That's the second biggest closing high, or third biggest closing high ever, or not closing, intraday high. We'll see. It looks to me like we're headed back to new all-time highs. I believe it's just a matter of time before the Dow hits another index hits an all-time high, and this time it will be the Dow. Of course, the NASDAQ has already done that. The S&P 500 has already done that. They had good days yesterday, and what I'm hearing, or at least what the pundits are saying, it's because the tariffs only came in at 10%. There was relief as the United States set the initial tariffs at 10% rather than the expected 25%, seen by some as a gesture that Trump was buying time for further negotiations, said a senior strategist at Sumitomo Mitsui Asset Management. Of course, China also hit back against the U.S. with a softer punch, just a little love tap than expected, indicating the nation will not engage in competitive currency devaluations. Well, we'll see. Meanwhile, the bond market continues to get thrashed. Don't say I didn't warn you. The 10-year is now at 3.07%. Keep an eye on interest rates, say analysts, if the U.S.-China trade battle ratchets up. Some analysts think the recent sell-off in the bond market could be partially tied to concerns that China could use other measures. Remember, China is our ATM machine to spend on all of our programs we have here. Don't forget, let's not forget, for all the noise, we spend a trillion more than we take in every year, and that continues to mount. We spend 1 trillion more every year. We take in 3 trillion, we spend 4 trillion. How long can you do that as a family or as a small business? Well, we don't have a money printing machine, nor do we have a credit card with no limit with the Bank of China. Well, would they retaliate against us? Would they quit lending? Would they quit buying our bonds? With Beijing seen as having limited room to match tariff for tariff, some say China could attempt to dump bonds. Ouch. There's another reason not to own the bond market. To up borrowing cost in the U.S., the 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.999. Now it's 3.07 this morning. Take a look at your portfolio. Do you have anything called, is there any words like intermediate, long-term, short-term, treasuries, international bonds, anything? That means you're in fixed income, and it's getting clobbered. And is your guy or gal just sitting there telling you to ride the course, stay the course, ride on down over Niagara Falls? That makes no sense to me. But they're stubborn. They're caught up. They drank the asset allocation modern portfolio theory Kool-Aid. And it's only going to get worse. Don't you wish somebody would have warned you in front of the bear market of the stock market in 08? Well, I've been warning you for 12 months now about the bear market in the bond market. Also the bear market in the emerging markets. And at some point in time, although today's not the day, I'll be warning you about a impending stock market bear market. But I'm the guy who's been a bull for the last 9.5 years. Oh, I have a lot of people that throw angry, fiery darts at me. You're wrong, Gunderson. This is a phony move. Earnings are phony. Companies are buying back shares. They're cooking the books. Well, your 401k doesn't care. The market's quadrupled since 2009. China tariff move worries developers of U.S. liquid natural gas. China's move to include liquefied natural gas in its retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports could dim the prospects of U.S. export projects that are hoping to start up early in the mid-2020s. Well, there's a lot of companies. In fact, our own Sempra Energy here in San Diego has made a big investment in LNG, liquefied natural gas. And then, of course, there's Kinder Morgan, there's Tellurian, there's NextDecade. They're building terminals, they're expanding existing ones by adding processing units. Oh, I think this will all go away. Don't forget Cheniere Energy, LNG, which is the biggest. Let's see how Cheniere is behaving itself today. It doesn't seem to be fazed whatsoever by this new latest worry. Cheniere is actually up today, and that's a pretty strong chart on LNG. But that is one of the areas that China is retaliating against. Guess what the number one sector in the market is right now? It's a sector that I created not too long ago. The marijuana, the cannabis sector. How would you like to be short Tilray? I talked about Tilray yesterday, which came public at $17 back in mid-July. Today it's hitting $203. It's up another 32%. No, there's no bubble here. Not at all. I don't see a bubble whatsoever. This is worse than pet food, dogfood.com back in 2000 and 2000. I was around in 2000 managing money, the dot-com era. Now we're in the weed.com era. Tilray has gone from $17. Today it's hitting $205. How would you like to be Andrew Left? I hope he hasn't left at Citron, who is short. In a tweet, Citron Research says the move in Tilray is beyond comprehension. Well, I agree with that, but I wouldn't want to be short the stock. They plan to stay the course with their short position. Oh, that's painful. There's a lot of painful things in the market. I've suffered many of them since over the last couple decades. There's nothing more painful than being short a stock that's going up 10, 15, 20% per day. That's like having your head in a vise, and the vise tightens every single day. The marijuana stock's on fire. Once again, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, U.S. sanctions crippling Iran. You know, we still have all these situations out there. It's funny how they come to the front burner of the market. Remember, Turkey. Turkey has not been resolved yet. Thanksgiving's coming up. Turkey is still a big problem. They still have our pastor. Their currency continues to suffer. Their economy continues to suffer. Yet, you know, haven't heard anything lately on how that one's going. And, of course, we have a big, big rift with Iran. And we, of course, canceled our the agreement, the nuclear disagreement or agreement, whatever way you want to look at it. So President Trump slammed them with crippling sanctions. Well, with 50 days to go before new U.S. oil sanctions against Iran officially take effect, President Trump has managed to crush Iran's oil exports, plunging 35%. They've gone from 2.5 million barrels today down to 1.6 million barrels per day. That's their revenue. Oil accounts for 80% of Iran's tax revenue, making it the country's economic lifeblood. And as oil exports have plunged, Iran's rial currency has plummeted 60%. On the unofficial market, pushing up inflation. Well, early indications are that Europe and Japan soon will also stop buying Iranian crude. Their country's exports could easily drop by another 350,000 barrels a day by November to just 1.3. And South Korea, which is a major importer of Iranian crude in the past, has not shipped any oil from Iran for 70 days. Oh man, that's really putting the squeeze on Iran to come forward and do something, but they don't seem to be too willing to renegotiate things. Housing starts. How are we doing on housing starts? We were just in Minnesota. I talked to a lot of people. Boots on the ground. Work boots on the ground. And they say, you know, we could hire 10 more people today. We could, but we can't find them. August housing starts up 9.2%. Oh, that's going to require more boots on the ground. Good luck finding them. To 1.28 million. Some are calling this the greatest economy, even better than Reagan's economy. Well, I mean, the proof is in the numbers and the pudding. And people are buying pudding, bread pudding with bourbon sauce and whipped cream. They're eating out. They're shopping at the malls on Saturday. It's a pretty strong economy right now. Tesla said to be under criminal investigation. I got a hunch that you're not going to see any tweets from Elon Musk for a while. Shares of Tesla were down yesterday on reports from CNBC and Bloomberg that the company is facing a criminal probe. It is criminal what he did. He made something up, that he had the funding to take the company private at $425. The short sellers got crushed on that. There absolutely should be an investigation. Martha Stewart went to prison for something less than what Elon Musk did. I mean, Martha Stewart profited personally, but Tesla and Elon Musk impacted many people, both investors, short sellers in the stock. Tesla today is up 68 cents. That's another stock that I've said all along I would avoid like the plague. To be a successful stock and company in my system, you have to make money, you have to be profitable, and you have to grow those earnings at a very rapid pace. Tesla hasn't reached step one of that process. They're not profitable yet, although they're expected to be profitable next year. Then can they continue to run and grow those earnings by 15, 25, 30% per year over the next 5 years? I have my severe doubts, big doubts. Meanwhile, the SEC has subpoenaed Goldman Sachs, Silver Lake. These are the ones that supposedly had the funding, that he claimed had the funding in place to take the company private. They're going to ask them, was the funding there when he sent out this tweet? Well, there's all kinds of games played in today's world. AbbVie, the drug companies. Now, they've been found guilty of this in the past. I do not own AbbVie. I pulled the plug on AbbVie several months ago. They were using a stealthy network of nurses. Oh, boy, those nurses, you can't trust them. And kickbacks to doctors to boost prescriptions of top seller Humira. Commissioner David Jones says over a five-year period, the company offered physicians various incentives, including cash, I don't see Tesla cars in here, meals, drinks, gifts, and trips, as well as patient referrals to boost subscription for the rheumatoid arthritis drug. The company also allegedly used registered nurses hired to act as ambassadors to visit patients at home and help with administering the drug. To ensure that prescriptions were refilled, a tactic called white coat marketing. In California, 274 claims for Humira prescriptions were submitted to private insurers who paid out more than $1.2 billion, according to the lawsuit. The allegations were initially raised by whistleblower Lazaro Suarez, an RN who worked for Quintiles and helped develop the network of nurses. How about that, huh? I think there's a lot that goes on in that drug industry. I think Americans take a lot of drugs that they don't need to be taking, but if they quit taking them, there goes Pfizer's pipeline of income, there goes AbbVie's pipeline of income. I've heard many say that these cholesterol-lowering drugs really don't have the benefits that they say. But it sure is nice to get somebody hooked on some prescription drug that you just keep paying for month after month after month. That's like an annuity coming in for the big drug companies. I'm going to have some stocks to talk about in the second half, but I found this. You looking for a new SUV? You know, SUV sales are crushing car sales. Are there going to be any cars left on the road except little electric guys that get run over by SUVs? Ferrari plans to call its first SUV model Puro Sangue, which is Italian for thoroughbred. Now, I like that. Get one of those, drive it right through Louisville, Kentucky, thoroughbred country. I want to see how this thing looks. Puro Sangue, Italian for thoroughbred. Make mine yellow. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with some good stocks.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, what a split market today. The NASDAQ continues to deteriorate here today. The NASDAQ is down 27 points right now, but the Dow up 152 points. That's obviously optimism over some kind of agreement here at some point in time in the near future between the U.S. and China. Yesterday, President Trump announced 10% tariffs, but in the 3 months, they'll go up to 25%. So give them some time, buying time to continue these high-level negotiations, which will resume soon. And in the meantime, China responded with retaliation of tariffs on our goods, mostly liquid natural gas. And so we'll see. It just seems to me like they're both positioning here for some kind of a broad, wide-ranging agreement here before too long. I still believe that this is a temporary situation. Just one more during this 9+ year bull market that has impacted the market, scared investors, made them weak-kneed and their teeth chatter. Oh, I've had people, believe me, you laugh, you think I'm kidding. I've had actual people sit at my desk, and if you just mention the word NASDAQ, their teeth start chattering and their left eye twitches and their knees knock together. And I say, you know what, maybe you're not cut out to be in the stock market, which is now quadrupled since 2009, and every single time something comes along to impact the market, I don't care what it is, every day there's something. Whether it's Turkey holding our pastor, or Iran threatening stuff against us, or, negotiations going on in there's always something impacting the market. That's why something to focus on. And I focus on because it is my experience over the years, over decades of the business, that stocks follow earnings and the bond market follows interest rates. So you have to anchor yourself to something, your compass, so you're not getting knocked off course. I had a guy come up to me after the workshop in Minnesota. He says, I'm a bear in the market. That's fine. But you're wrong. Now, I don't know what his track record has been over the last 9 years. Maybe he's been a bear the whole 9 years. I don't know. But he was basing his, he showed me some indicator that's upside down that's indicating we're in a bear market, or a bear market is looming out there. And I've just chosen my indicator as the economy and the direction of earnings, and more importantly, the direction of earnings expectations. Well, Coca-Cola is now moving into kombucha tea. You know, they announced last week, something's got to get this Atlanta company going. We'll be in Atlanta the end of October. I'm sure I have clients, people that listen to the show that work for Coca-Cola there. Atlanta's got a lot of really good companies. So did Minnesota. Great companies headquartered in Minnesota. Atlanta's got Home Depot, Coca-Cola, FedEx, just to rattle off a few. The addition of Mojo Kombucha fits perfectly with the growing popularity of organic probiotic drinks. Notes Coca-Cola Australia exec Vamsi Mohan. Well, they're trying to diversify over at Coke as the world is saturated with Coca-Cola. And now they're looking at marijuana-infused drinks and probiotic. They made a move today. Probiotic kombucha tea. I see it at the health food market. I don't like that stuff floating around in it. You know, I want my stuff filtered. Morgan Stanley adjusts AMD. Okay, let's check in on AMD. AMD's cooled off a little bit here from the meteoric rise that it's made here recently. It's down today, along with the rest of the NASDAQ. Advanced Micro Devices is down 3.9% today. Morgan Stanley reiterates an underweight rating on AMD, but they increased their price target from 11 to 28. That's quite a move to increase your price target from 11 to 28. Of course, it's at 30 today. The firm remains at equal weight on Intel. I still believe that AMD has a very disruptive chip that's going to give NVIDIA some fits. I submitted an article to Seeking Alpha on AMD on Saturday. This is Wednesday. You mean to tell me that their people there, their editors are that far behind? You know, this stuff is time sensitive. I'm going to have it out with somebody over there at Seeking Alpha. In the meantime, Square. Let's check in on Square. Square has pulled back here a little bit, too. That's been another one that has had a meteoric rise in 2018. It's down 2 today, about 3.8%. A lot of these market leaders like Square and AMD pulling back today, about 2 or 3%. I don't know if it's profit-taking. I don't know if it's de-risking. You know how many times they've pulled back 2 or 3% over the last 9-plus years? Square is Jack Dorsey's other company. I continue to own Square. Square is a payment system that you just wave your iPhone at somebody and you're all paid up. But Square is considering lots of ideas, such as adding saving products and a way to let consumers trade stocks. Maybe you'll be able to trade stocks on Square. Anything you can do today with a bank account, you can look at Square, okay, buy CDs, savings, passbook savings, write checks, auto pay to your people that you pay your bills to every month. You can begin to emulate more and more and more of what a bank account would do. The amount of money the average customer is storing on the app has triggered ideas on possible new features for the app. Well, the stock was up 1.3% yesterday, and it's down 3.8% today, as the NASDAQ is undergoing a little profit-taking here today. The Square down 3.8%. But Square began the year at about $45 per share, and it's currently $84 per share. It's one of the biggest winners in the market this year. I have a huge gain in Square. Actually, it began the year at $35 per share. Now it's at $84 per share. So you know what? There's going to be some rounds and some bouts of profit taking along the way. Well, if you thought Nike made a bad move in hiring Colin Kaepernick as the face of their Just Do It campaign, the stock was up another 1% yesterday. And I want to say Nike hit a new all-time high yesterday. It did. It broke out to new all-time highs. Now, that could just be that, the retail stocks are doing very well. Nike just reported a quarter where their sales were up 15%. Their earnings were up 15%. That's way above average. To me, that's more an indication of the strength of the economy right now than what Nike's doing right or wrong. But ever since they hired Colin Kaepernick, the stock has been doing well. Nike will have report earnings next week. And the Nike shares are up 59% over the last 52 weeks. I do not own shares of Nike. Check in on Amazon. I'm sure Amazon's down 3%. Watch this, 3%. Nope, 1.5% today, 1.4%. Profit-taking going on. Profit-taking taking place in the NASDAQ here so far today. Amazon will pass Oath and Microsoft in 2018 digital ad sales. That's pretty amazing. That means they have more advertising revenue coming in than do Facebook, Twitter, the other, Google. They'll become the third largest U.S. digital ad player this year. Amazon is expected to generate $4.6 billion in domestic ad revenue, which will give them a market share of 4.2% and place them in third place. Well, we'll see. how they continue to do in their ad revenue. That's digital ad sales. They still are far behind Google and Facebook as far as total ad revenues. But Amazon down a little bit. It's now 68 billion away from 1 trillion. But I continue to own Amazon. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I have a loser today in the market. That always hurts. Doggone it. Copart. It's coming back, though. I mean, they beat earnings by 6 cents. They beat on revenue. It must have been about the guidance. My favorite, one of my favorite Dallas stocks that conducts salvaged vehicle sales. You know what? Look, this has been a big winner over the years. I'm not going to worry too much. If you pull up a monthly chart over the last 10 years, this is just a little blip. It's down 15% today. What the heck? I mean, people overreact. It's just crazy. It went below its 200-day moving average there for a bit this morning. It's recovered quite a bit since then. I'm not jumping ship. I'm not moving this one to the junk pile just yet. We will wait and see where the new numbers come in at, but there seems to be like quite a bit of room here. I have Copart with 78% upside potential. Now it's got like 100%, but we'll have to see where the new numbers. The numbers right now are at $2.18 for next year, and we'll have to see what kind of a impact that this earnings report today has will have on it and on the target price. I should know within several days, but I'm certainly not going to panic and do anything here today. Boy, have the aerospace stocks been on fire. Wow, Boeing and Lockheed Martin. Let's check in on Boeing today and see where it is ranked currently in the Best Stocks Now app. I'm sure it's having a good day today because the Dow is flying as the NASDAQ is sinking, and Boeing is having a fantastic day. It's headed for new all-time highs as they are hiring back retirees to catch up. As I left Charleston a couple weeks ago, you know, it's adjacent to the Boeing plant. I'm sure they all share the same runway. Man, I saw so many Boeing planes lined up for delivery, and almost every one of them had Air China, China Air, China Airlines. They are building planes for China like crazy. Boeing is now ranked number 188. That was yesterday, or 2 days ago. Today it's ranked number 227 out of 5,054 stocks. It pays a dividend yield of 1.9%. It is a very good bellwether for how things are going with the China-Trump trade negotiations. I guess things are looking pretty optimistic here. Boeing, I have a $590 price target on Boeing, and it's currently trading at $370, so plenty of upside potential. Now, Boeing has been trading sideways ever since January, early January, when all this trade war stuff started. Boeing's all-time high is $374 per share. It's currently at $370, and it's breaking out again today with a vengeance here. Look at that. That's a powerful move. relative strength is currently 84 on a 1 to 99 scale. It's now a $211 billion market cap company. Things are flying in Renton, Washington. We'll be doing a workshop, hopefully, in January, somewhere near the airport in the Boeing plant. We've got our dates firmed up for Atlanta. We'll be there the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th of October. The workshop will be on Wednesday, the 24th, 6:30 p.m. We'll be at the Le Méridien. It's a Marriott, but some kind of fancy brand. I'm sure I'll pay more for my room than normal because of that name. And the cookies will be out of sight. I took German in high school, not French. Le Méridien Hotel Perimeter. You guys know where that is in Atlanta. And client or appointments are now available on the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th. And I want to say that's a Monday, that's a Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's see, Wednesday's the 20th. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you've got 3 days. We can fit in about 25 appointments during that period of time. Somehow in Minnesota, we fit in 30. Oh, my gosh. But I love it. I enjoyed every minute of it. So if you want to meet with us in Atlanta, I'm just going to make another prediction. I was right about Minnesota. Every one of those appointments will fill up. I will be there meeting with you personally, along with my planner, Scott Waddell. You know, if you got a question, when should I start taking my Social Security? I don't know. I'm worried about Copart, right? But that's his thing. He likes doing that kind of stuff. Do I need a trust? How can I minimize the taxable bite? Will I have enough money to retire on? When can I retire? What kind of income can I expect when I do retire? Now, I can answer a lot of those questions in my head, but he can put together a nice little neat plan, give you a general idea or a more specific idea of what to expect and how to plan. You got a couple of high-powered people there. Free advice. It's pay for, you know, you get what you pay for. But we'll do our best. We'll analyze what you're currently doing now, how you're currently invested now. If you've got a bunch of exposure to the bond market, you're on the wrong side of the street, in my opinion. If you've got a bunch of exposure to the emerging market, somebody's asleep at the wheel that's managing your portfolio. You've been sold the MPT, Modern Portfolio Theory, green Kool-Aid. That can make you really sick during bear markets in any asset class. And right now we're going through a bear market in the bond market. It's only going to get worse. We're in a temporary bear market in the emerging markets. Maybe time to start looking at them at some point in time, especially if Trump signs a deal with China. So emerging markets are cheap, but right now I've avoided them for the last several months. And that's helped a lot, being in American stocks, U.S. stocks, the only asset class that's working in 2018. Well, if you'd like to meet with us in Atlanta in person, go to the website at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. I get calls all day long here from people all over America saying, I want to move my account to you. Well, we'd be happy to talk to you. 855-611-BEST. We don't need to meet in person. You hear me every day. I'm here, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great
day.
This
show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.